Here's your fair share of the truth. Brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. I will give you your fair share of the truth today because you're entitled to it. All right. You know, I got to tell you, I'm a little bothered by conservatives. Quote unquote conservative pundits, commentators, those on the right that are going after Donald Trump. Okay. I'd wish that conservative media and conservative commentators would go after Hillary Clinton as hard as they're going after Donald Trump. National Review's Kevin Williamson, for instance, had a headline. This is from the National Review. Said, "Witless ape rides escalator." Why are you going after the Donald like that? Does it so threaten the establishment, the Donald's candidacy? And look, there are plenty of people that I have talked to, plenty of conservatives or libertarians that take Donald Trump seriously. And I don't understand why you wouldn't take him seriously. I mean, you take Carly Fiorina seriously. She doesn't have any experience. Herman Cain at one point led in the polls at one point before he was bought down. If conservatives would go after Hillary like this, then I could see it. Why does Hillary Clinton get more respect than Donald Trump? What's Hillary done? I just don't understand this. I really don't. And go ahead. What were you saying? Oh, I'm sorry. I played for you yesterday, Dana Perino, and how she just went apoplectic. Her like hair was on fire on the Fox, and she did it again yesterday. Again. Now Dana Perino is to the Bushes what George Stephanopoulos is to the Clinton crime family. Make no mistake about that. But she just literally lost it yesterday. I've never seen this before, okay? They had to actually cut to a break, but here is her exchange yesterday on the Five with Eric Boehly.
How's this? Every one of the debate moderators are looking forward to that moment where they can say, "Mr. Trump said this. How do you respond, Rand? Or how do you respond, Marco or Jeb?" And everyone in America is going to go, "Wait, let me see what Jeb says about what he says."
Yeah, this is all entertainment.
Because then they will want to know what Jeb says.
How would you say, how would you bring back all the jobs from China?
First of all, I don't know that Donald ever said he'll bring back all the jobs.
He said it in his speech yesterday.
But you can certainly bring back some jobs.
No, that's the answer. And that covering up for him is actually wrong. And I understand that you have a deal that you're trying to work on with him. I saw the Twitter last night. I just don't see how that's any different than how another journalist would actually
know what you're talking about.
But you said you've been trying to close the deal for years for you to be on Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, my God. Now, you actually think that I've been friendly with Donald Trump for 15 years.
You're the one who was shouted from the rooftop last yesterday.
Are you actually saying that you're going to accuse me of saying that Donald Trump has some good ideas that are resonating with America because I want to be on Celebrity Apprentice? Please tell me that's not the case.
Because I am saying
I will tell you unequivocally. That is not the
case. God knows you don't.
I can't be on Celebrity Apprentice anyway. I'm a host at Fox News. I'm not allowed to.
But you did want to do it.
But yesterday you said I've been trying to close the door for years.
What, you asked to be honest.
Yes.
7 years
you
ago, Donald Trump came to Fox and said, hey, can he be on Celebrity Apprentice?
He did
and the
ask.
Boss said,
you know what?
No,
yeah,
he
you
can't.
Weren't giving, he did ask. You, well, if I,
Laura,
let me just say this from the journalist
Dana,
standpoint, I would not have said that.
Ethics. By the way, I have way more ethics than to use this platform, which I
love. That's it. We're gonna
stop. I love dearly this five. I do. I was here from day one. I hope to be here day
less. Guess what? So was I.
To go ahead and do say something like that to get a
you
spot.
You said it. I didn't say it last night. I've had enough. Go to your room.
Wow.
Putin now.
Boy, Donald Trump brings out the best of everybody.
So she lost it, man. So let me give you a little background, okay? Dana Perino was actually accusing Eric Bolling of covering for Donald just to get a shot on his show, okay, Celebrity Apprentice. And this happened because, you know, Eric Bolling sent a series of tweets because, you know, they know each other from the, you know, from Wall Street. It's New York, okay? They know each other. So Eric Bolling sent, you know, a tweet congratulating him. And, you know, they tweeted back and forth, the Donald and Eric Bolling. So Donald Trump, in one of his tweets, he said, and I'm going to read it, he said, at Eric Bolling, in addition, no doubt you would have been amazing on Apprentice NBC, keep up the great work, because apparently he had tweeted, you know, congratulations or, you know, the like. Eric Bolling, thank you. That's a deal we've been working on for years. Art takes time. Okay, IMO. Okay. They're just, you know, they're going back and forth. They're kidding around. And I know this for a fact because people that are on Fox, because I've tried to get people on Fox on my show as well, and they have ironclad. If you're on Fox, you can't be on other shows. By the way, I don't know how Ellen Ratner gets away with it because she's a Fox contributor. I guess because it's TRNS. But Dana Perino's losing it over Trump. Okay? She basically accused Eric Bolling of unethical behavior based on the tweets. Now, either she hates Donald Trump so much, or there's something going on between her and Bolling, i.e., you know, something. And this has been going on for a while because Bolling had a few years ago called her a rhino, which she is. She's a rhino.
I think my comeback would have been, well, Dana, how come you're so hot-headed about this whole thing? Are you setting yourself up to be the next Bush press secretary?
She's nuts. But listen, again, she is no different than Stephanopoulos. She's no different. That's what she is. She's just like Stephanopoulos. And she just, I mean, listen, she went nuts. She went nuts on Eric Bolling yesterday. And for no reason. And this is what I've always said. Listen, I've always said this. And pay attention. Because the left and the right are lining up against the Donald. And so this is what I have always said, is that there is one party system. One party system in Washington. It's the party of the political elites, the inside the beltway elites. I've said that all the time. So when you see like Juan Williams and Dana Perino, and the other day, Kirsten Powers, who I had on the show a couple weeks ago, all circling the wagons to attack the Donald. You got to wonder, well, why? I mean, why is everybody ganging up on him? I mean, the guy's got some good ideas. He's clearly been successful. Speaking of George Stephanopoulos, so George Stephanopoulos interviewed the Donald in his office. Listen to this. This is hilarious. Okay, listen to this. Okay, let me get this thing to play here.
How about Hillary Clinton?
What Hillary's got with the emails is, to me, scandalous. She gets a... Of course, you shouldn't be talking to me about that, nor fairness. You shouldn't be asking me those questions, but I don't mind. What Hillary's done with the emails is incredible. She gets a subpoena, and then after getting the subpoena, she cancels it. She cancels everything. What she did is illegal. What she did is totally illegal. I don't know how she gets away with it.
You gotta love this, okay? You gotta love this. We've got Bob Ney from Talk Radio News out of Washington. Bob, it's amazing to me the vitriol that is being hurled at the Donald from conservatives, quote unquote conservatives, as well as the left. It's amazing. I don't know if you saw the last couple of days, Dana Perino just having complete meltdown. Her face literally melted off of her. To go after the Donald.
Well, New York had a clown nose on him, and I just said this on a couple stations this morning. I said it yesterday. You know, they can say what they want. He is going to make Just Jeb now, because we don't want to add the last name. It's Just Jeb. He's going to make his life miserable.
Of course he is. Of
miserable.
Course he is.
And you know, he's going to bring some issues to the forefront. It's like right now, terrible murder that happened, but the whole media is going to cover this. Meanwhile, the one of the most ugly shapings of a bill by John Boehner, the trade bill of what he's doing, is just going to, you know, it's going to go back page. And guys like Trump, make fun of him or his hair or whatever, are going to call guys like John Boehner, the Republican speaker, and Jeb Bush, they're going to call him on the carpet. He's going to be, you know, unleashed, Donald Trump, I think.
Well, not only that, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm actually just shocked by the fact that they're saying he's a clown and we shouldn't take him seriously. Why wouldn't you take – this is a serious man with serious ideas. And let me tell you, he resonates. Because I talk to a lot of people, and I've talked to a lot of conservatives. Mm-hmm. And when he speaks – it's like he sounds like a guy that's he's the man on the street.
Well, I got my hair cut last night, and I said to the girl cutting my hair, I said, "Hey, handicap the racist for me. Come on, tell me, you know." What did she say? She said, "Well, I don't really follow stuff up, but that Trump guy's running."
Right.
And I thought, wow, seriously, that Trump guy's running. And here's somebody who she really doesn't, you know, like to care or doesn't know. And Trump came right out of her mouth. I thought that type of thing's fascinating.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you something, Bob. He resonates with people. People like Donald Trump, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I said this the last couple of days. People like Donald Trump. People like him. I mean, and he cuts across racial lines, economic lines. He's a guy that people like. I mean, look... A black guy from Harlem likes the Donald, okay?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? So,
yeah.
But I think Jeb Bush, like I said, is just going to have heartburn above anybody.
Jeb Bush is a dope.
Yeah, of course, Ted Cruz is going to have some heartburn, too, because Senate Republicans are saying, well, yeah, well, you know, Ted, you wanted to do everything to stop Obamacare, but maybe we'll extend the thing a couple of years.
Listen, I'm going to tell you
wow.
right now, this thing.
Wow.
And again, the great thing about Donald Trump is he's not beholden to anybody. He's not beholden to special interests. He doesn't have to watch. He's got money.
He doesn't
have to watch what he says. And you know, he can speak politically incorrect. I'm going to tell you right now, I think he's going to have some traction. I mean, think about this. Think about this for a minute. Look at how far Herman Cain got. And Herman Cain's a dope, okay? Herman Cain didn't even know anything about, like, Libya.
Right, right. You
know?
Right.
Like, falling asleep.
Well, look at Ben Carson right now. A lot of people don't know who he is. And he's right up there poll-wise, in a sense, you know. And I think it's because people are starving for somebody beyond the name of Bush and Clinton.
And not only that, they're sick of business as usual. And
sure.
Look, you know, like, for instance, I've said to people, like, well, this was before, you know, like last month, I said to people, what about Scott Walker? What about Scott Walker? Dude, nobody knows who Scott Walker is, except for mm-hmm. people like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The guy on the street has no idea who Scott Walker is. They're like, Scott Walker, you know. But the Donald, everybody knows who he is. I mean,
it's going to be great.
Listen, it's going to be great. And I don't, I'm going to tell you right now, I think if you underestimate the Donald, it is at your own peril. And for, and it's just amazing to me how, you know, the Republican establishment is just so up in arms
about
it.
They're furious. What? Because Jeb Bush knows he needs to be worried.
Yeah,
that's
what
I argue.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why Dana Perino is like attack dog mode. All right, we got to run, but thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
I'm using my own money. I'm not using the lobbyists. I'm not using donors. I don't care. I'm really rich.
It was all a dream. I used to
don't touch that dial. Seen. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Slipping on.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Do you know what the number one killer in this country is? No, it's not heart disease or diabetes or even cancer. The number one killer is misinformation. The work that we do at the Wellbeing Holistic Pharmacy and Healing Center is to help you truly understand the ramifications of your decisions. Please visit wellbeinggps.com to learn more about how your body works and the proper ways to avoid disease and age more gracefully. Wellbeinggps.com, your navigation tool to being well.
My Adventures Unplugged, taking you to places you have not been before. Visit Facebook, Unplugged Travel, for exciting travel deals and great destination vacations. Click on the My Adventures Unplugged picture link. Book your entire trip online, hotels, car rental, flights, and cruises, all on one site. Get a free quote to plan your next trip. Facebook, Unplugged Travel. Facebook, Unplugged Travel. And catch the show, My Adventures Unplugged, Sundays at 2 p.m. on 1100 KFNX.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. You know what has allowed this to happen? Seriously, what allowed this to happen is Barack Obama. Because Barack Obama came in with hope and change. He was going to change things in Washington. And he's the one that's allowed this to happen, if you think about it. It's Barack Obama. More of the Donald. Listen to this. Do we have... Steve, can you play the audio here?
I'm sorry, I was taking a call. What audio you want?
This one, my audio. Can you turn my audio on?
Facts of that now infamous speech launching his candidacy.
In your speech today, you said that, quote, some rapists are coming across the border with Mexico.
Absolutely.
What did you mean by that?
Well, you have rapists. They're sending us not their finest people. They're sending us people, and it's people from other than Mexico also. We have drug dealers coming across. We have rapists. We have killers. We have murderers. Why, do you think they're going to send us? I mean, it's common sense. You think they're going to send us the best people and the finest people? The answer is no.
With me now is MSNBC's Benji Sarlin. Benji, good morning. The front.
So we got a caller. We got Mark from Boca calling. Mark, how are you? Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. I appreciate you listening.
Fine, thanks. thanks for taking my call. I heard the segment, of course, on what's going on the border. In the year 2007, the former Bush president, the last one that was in the, he was talking about how everything was better along the border. There was more peace, et cetera, et cetera. And it was nothing but a damn lie because there was other evidence that showed that it was getting more dangerous by the day. And that was 8 years ago. And I don't find anything conservative about this family at all. Right. As you may recall, Jeb Bush resigned all these directorships just recently. And one of them was Barclays Bank. And in your business, I'm sure you remember when the U.S. Treasury Department, I think it was last year, gave Barclays Bank $16 billion of our dollars. And then out of the $16 billion, Barclays paid a $900 million fine for rigging the interest rates. Do you recall that?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Okay. So this is what we're supposed to believe is a conservative alternative?
Exactly. Look, that's the problem. We've been having this conversation now for at least 50 years, and I say this all the time, between true conservatives, i.e., the Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan wing of the party, and the Nixon, Rockefeller, big spending, big government Republicans. We've only had two conservatives in American history as president, Calvin Coolidge.
Correct.
And Ronald Reagan. And that's it. All these other guys. I mean, you know, to say that George W. was a conservative, he was a progressive, and his father was a progressive. I mean,
of course, it's an absurd lie. If you go back in history, there was a Samuel Prescott Bush.
Yeah.
And that was Prescott Bush's father, George Bush, the old Bush's grandfather. If you go back 100 years or 120 years, he was a business partner with the Rockefeller family in a company called Buckeye Steel. Anybody could look this up. So when you said the Rockefeller branch, there's also the Harriman branch, the
right.
Bush branch. They were business partners with the Harriman family and Brown Brothers Harriman. That was a Wall Street that is a Wall Street firm in the 1920s and 30s. They were actively financing two very sick dictators in the world. One was Joseph Stalin and the other was Adolf Hitler. And they were financing both of them. They were involved in finance with them.
And this is why, listen, and I'll go back to this. This is why they don't like the Donald, because it's going to upset their party. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All the special favors and special interests and lobbyists and the tangled web that is Washington, you know, and I say this to people all the time, is that we have a one party system, and that's it. It's the party of the political elites, the inside the beltway people. All right.
Yeah,
thanks a lot for calling, Mark. I really
appreciate
it.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, Mike.
So yesterday, this was on The View. Okay. This is on The View talking about the Donald. This is Whoopi. Whoopi went nuts.
Okay? Imagine he's gone bankrupt four times. Like, this is the person we want to trust our economy with.
You're talking about so many countries in such a bad light.
Right.
Do you, if you want to be president, don't you have to schmooze a little bit more than that?
No.
He's doing it for publicity. I don't believe he's truly running. I think to get him in
the news. But, I mean, you talked about your mom. Your mom loves him.
And
I mean,
my mom
people
has her own
love him. And anyone...
Like, my mom is on a different level, you know. I love her, but...
You know what? You know how they say, here's the thing, he will be formidable because he's loud, but it doesn't mean a thing until you show people what you think you can do for the country. You got a lot of people who want to run for president. If you can stand up to them, forget about us, because clearly you don't care what we think, because some of us, my God, were rapists and we come from countries and Latin America and all these bad things. Well, let's see how you do when you want folks to elect you. See, if you pee on everybody, you can't tell them it's rain. Yes, I stole that.
Well, clearly Whoopi's not going to be voting for him. But she wasn't going to anyway. And did you hear that one commentator? I think that was Nicole Wallace talking about, she's the conservative on the panel there at The View. She was talking about the other, and I don't even know who that other person was that was on there. That said that her mom was going to vote for Trump. I'm telling you, man. I'm going to tell you, this
this is going to have some legs, man. You know, you just, it is. It is. I've already heard people go, you know what, I could vote for the Donald. And that's unheard of. And, you know, we thought, you know, that it was a joke and because you think he's flirted so long. But one thing he will do, and I don't know if he's going to get the nomination, but one thing he is going to do is he's going to shake everything up. We've got another clip of, what is this? This is a guy from
Jimmy Williams of Blue Nation Review, their editor.
Okay.
He was on Diaz-Balart's program yesterday.
Okay, listen to this.
Look, you know, he's been flirting with this for years. This is ego. This is hubris. I understand it. I get it. The question becomes, is he a viable candidate for the Republican nomination to be president of the United States? And I don't know of a single person, not one, not a Republican, not a Democrat, not an independent, that actually thinks that his candidacy is credible in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Is he there to shake it up? Sure. Does he have a populist message? Most certainly.
How could he shake it up, Jimmy? Shake it up in what way?
Listen, let me. I'm going to ask the interviewer a question, which I'm not supposed to do.
No,
how does Donald Trump lose by doing this? At best, he can become president of the United States, which is not going to happen. At worst, he only gets bigger in the minds of the American people. Donald Trump does not lose by saying anything at all, despite the fact that he was a remarkable sort of undertoned racist in most everything he had to say yesterday. He still wins in the minds of many Americans.
Exactly. Exactly. Brian Williams reportedly will stay at NBC but lose the anchor chair. I said this. Remember when this first broke? I said he'll never come back. But good news. He's going to be on MSNBC.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Steve's over there laughing. Yeah. Wow. He gets they're going to give him a show. Him and Jose Diaz-Balart and Melissa Harris. My, how the mighty have fallen. Imagine that.
Hey, he's thinking, hey, I'm still collecting a paycheck.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, why wouldn't he just, you know, ride off? And I think that's frankly more embarrassing for him.
Yeah, that's quite a step down.
To be relegated to MSNBC. Crazy. All right, we have some bad news to report. I'm sure you've heard about this. I'm sure you heard about this, Steve, was that there was a shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. 9 people were killed overnight.
At a church.
At a black church. They're looking for the shooter, a white man in his early 20s that went in there and killed some people. And we don't really know anything about it, but it's just sad that there's so much hate in the world that, you know, you would just go in there and you just, and I don't know anything about the motives or what happened, or the details are really sketchy. So I even don't really like to, you know, comment on stories until I get the full deal. But that's what's kind of like the breaking story this morning, and I wanted to just, you know, put it out there. But that's all we know right now. All right. If you have a business and you want to get results, advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Because there is no better way to get your business out there to like-minded people and individuals than to advertise on my show. You like my show, right? You want to find like-minded people, right? Advertising on the Edward Woodson Show is the way to go. That's how you're going to reach hundreds of thousands of listeners every day. And it's not that expensive. You can get ads for as little as $15 a spot. I mean, where are you going to get that, a 30-second spot for that price? Nowhere. Give me a call, 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552. We'll be right back.
And the precinct captain for our Truth Squad in Cleveland, here's NBC's Brian Williams for us now.
touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes. Authorities in South Carolina saying there's no question it's a hate crime. A young man walks into the oldest black church in the South and opens fire during a Bible study service.
There were eight deceased individuals inside of the church. Two individuals were transported to MUSC. One of them has died.
That's Charleston Police Chief Gregory Mullen.
It is senseless and it is unfathomable that somebody in today's society would walk into a church when people are having a prayer meeting and take their lives.
The chief says he does believe that this is a hate crime and the FBI will be joining the investigation.
The report from the Blaze Radio's Tom Peace, the Charleston police chief, now says they know who the suspect is. They've spoken with his family, but he remains the focus of a huge manhunt. The pastor of the Charleston church was also a South Carolina state senator. He's among the dead. Fellow Charleston, South Carolina pastor Thomas Dixon says Clementa Pinckney meant a lot to the church and his community.
He was well-loved in the community, well-known in the community. I've worked along with him for a while. We're not really closely, but well enough to know that from the pulpit perspective as a pastor, that he was a loving, caring pastor and his congregation loved him.
Dixon speaks on Fox and Friends. Another college student facing terrorism charges in New York City, accused of being inspired by ISIS to attack New York City landmarks. Fareed Mamouni's neighbors on Staten Island say they're stunned to learn the 21-year-old's been arrested. They describe him as helpful and respectful. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force arresting him yesterday when he allegedly tries stabbing an FBI agent with a kitchen knife. And former NBC News anchor Brian Williams will not be in the anchor chair, but he will return to NBC this fall. CNN reporting they may announce what his role will be as early as today. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio, several hundred acres burned, several structures destroyed by a wildfire that erupted in Kearney Thursday in Pinal County, about 300 acres charred along the Kearney River.
The thing is about sulfiders, it produces extremely high, tall flame lengths and erratic high-intensity fire behavior.
Carrie Dinette with the State Forestry Division. Several hundred homes evacuated for a time Wednesday as the flames quickly advanced. Many of those homeowners have since been allowed to return, though the fire is reportedly 0% contained. State Route 177 had been closed yesterday. It was reopened early this morning. A hog fire east of Douglas also burning several dozen acres. It's in a remote area, not threatening any structures. All this occurring in very hot conditions. 114 the high in Phoenix Wednesday, tying an all-time high.
This is a really old record. This one goes back all the way to 1896, which is almost when the period of records started here in the Phoenix area.
Alliance with the Weather Service, Geico Weather, no relief from the heat inside and apparently will continue well into next week. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, a service of a foundation for a better life. You're going to find some delays eastbound I-10, 59th Avenue, all the way through the tunnel because there's a big pileup in the HOV lane and the right lane. Eastbound I-10, 24th Street. We also have a wreck. Southbound I-17 at 7th Avenue. Everything else flowing fairly well. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, we have an excessive heat warning in effect. Well, this morning, a clear sky, sunny through the day, the high 112. Clear tonight, low 84. Sunny Thursday and Friday, high each day 114. Sunny and hot Saturday, high 112. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we're at 89 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. More Edward Woodson comes your way. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Jet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271, 1-800-519-6271, or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I'm going to take a caller, Captain Al from Coral Gables. I just want to know, what are you a captain of?
A yacht.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Edward, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, buddy? All right, down here in Coral Gables.
Talk to me.
I just wanted to let you know that about the Donald. I'm just a regular working guy down here, and all the yacht captains and everyone I'm talking to, this guy's going to shake it up, man. This guy tells it how it is, and we like that.
I tell you, no, he's the man on the street. And, you know, I cannot tell you how many people have told me that exactly what you're saying.
I'm telling you, I even the guys that come clean the interior of the yacht, that has nothing to do with us captains on here. He's just a rug cleaner. And the first thing he told me yesterday was, man, did you see the Don? I'm like, yep. I'm telling you, this guy is the real deal.
I agree with you, and I think that, you know what's funny is there's such a disconnect between all the pundits out there, right? The experts,
right?
And the first thing I thought of is exactly what you just said. I was like, oh man, I'm like, he is going to shake it up. And I think he resonates with people, with normal people, with everyday people. He gets it, and he's saying all the things
that we feel.
Right.
He's saying the things that we feel, the real people feel.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. I could not agree with you more. Thank you so much for calling the show, and thanks for listening.
You got it, buddy. Keep up the great work.
Thanks.
All right. Goodbye.
That's it right there. That's the guy you want to get his vote. This guy, Captain Al. Thanks for calling. Am I right, Steve?
Yep.
This is what I've been saying. You see,
he's saying what people, the average person, wants to hear, but the establishment don't care about the average person.
No, and they haven't for a long time because they've lied to us. They continue to lie to us all the time. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why I do what I do, because I try to speak truth. And that's why the theme of this show is to give you, you know, your fair share of the truth, and to redistribute the truth, because you're entitled to it, man. Mr. Obama has basically lost his own party. Okay? He has. He was defeated with this trade bill. And, you know, you got to think to yourself, what's he got left? He's a sitting duck right now. He's a lame duck. He's got nothing. I mean,
I don't think he cares.
I don't think he does either. You know, it's funny because I was just thinking that as I was driving in here. I was thinking, you know, he doesn't care. It's done and he doesn't care. He really doesn't care. His legacy, whatever it is, you know, because the media is going to just, since they're all lapdogs anyway, they're going to just, you know, he's going to ride off into the sunset, go live in Hawaii, play golf every day. But,
yeah, but he still could do a lot of damage in the next year and a half.
Oh,
I read an article the other day talking about watch out because it's time for a scorched earth policy.
Well, that and you know, we've talked about this in terms of the enemies of the United States. This is the time to take advantage, and you're going to see it. You're going to see it. Yesterday, this is exactly what we talk about, and the caller alluded to this, and I talked about this, is the gobbledygook that we hear in Washington. Listen to this. This is Josh Earnest yesterday, okay? He He's taking a question by Major Garrett, okay? And just listen to his answer. This is, like, if you're, think about if your son or daughter answered your question. It's like, did you eat the cookie from the cookie jar? And imagine if this was the answer that you heard, you know? Let me just play this for you real quick.
All this dancing around whether or not there was a phone call to Nancy Pelosi indicates that you now and the White House believe...
I'm not really dancing around it. I'm just telling you that...
Well, look, you created this artificial filter that you're not going to read out. We're not asking for readouts. We're asking, did he pick up the phone and did he talk to the number one Democrat in the House that just stabbed him in the back on TAA? That's a real simple question. Yeah. Yes or no?
And I'm telling you that the White House Chief of Staff picked up the phone and called her on Monday.
You know that.
And the president has made a large number of calls.
Right. I'm not asking about a large number of calls to people who are slightly less relevant to resolving this than the minority leader of the House. That's all we're asking about. Did he call her? Yes
well,
or no?
Major, I guess I want, let me question one, I think, a premise of your question that is open to some scrutiny, which is the nature of the job. The people who are most relevant to trying to find this path forward are people who are part of the bipartisan majority that have allowed this legislation to advance. That's why the president has frequently been on the phone with both the Speaker of the House
and
Majority Leader in the Senate. It's why...
he hasn't been on the phone with Pelosi.
But again, Major, she doesn't want the legislation to advance.
She didn't call her, right?
I'm not going to read out every conversation the president has. Okay, that's fine.
But a readout is not the same as confirmation.
Major, I'll look into it, but I know this is a fruitful exercise.
It's not an irrelevant question. It's not an illegitimate question.
I didn't say that it was.
Can you answer
it? I do think, though, that I think the premise of why you think this is so important, though, is open to significant questioning.
Answer the premise all you want. Just answer the question.
Okay.
Well, you can assume the answer is no.
You can assume whatever you'd like.
Okay.
But isn't that a fair assumption?
Okay. So, have we exhausted this, or can I move on?
Oh, God. Yeah.
As usual, never did answer the question.
He never answered the question.
That's why when you set it up, I was thinking, this guy doesn't answer questions.
Well, that's why he's there. He's there to not answer questions. That's his job, to not answer questions. And so that's why people get frustrated with Washington. Come on. So now, one more thing. This is the best. Iraqi training goal to fall way short of recruits. The U.S. will fall way short of meeting its goal of training 24,000 Iraqi forces. The U.S. has received only enough recruits to train 7,000. Now, this is my question. It's a very simple question. And maybe the U.S. policymakers could, think about this. Why would Sunni fighters die fighting other Sunni fighters to protect and keep in power a Shiite government? Why? Never going to happen. But that's the U.S. That's the U.S. plan. That's the U.S. plan. So yesterday, James Rosen asked Josh Earnest, is Iraq today a quagmire? Okay? Is Iraq today a quagmire? And, of course, Josh Earnest went and obfuscated and went on and on and on and on. Now listen to this.
I was going to take issue with your assertion that tonight's picnic is a purely social occasion because we both know there are no such occasions in Washington, D.C. Instead, I'm going to just ask a couple on Iraq and then one on trade.
Okay.
Is Iraq today a quagmire?
Well, James, that's not the word that I would use to describe it. Iraq is a chaotic place. It is a place where our men and women in uniform who are there are serving our country in a dangerous place. At the same time, because of the commitment of the central government in Iraq to unify that country and to govern in a multi-sectarian, inclusive way, there is promise for Iraq's future and a commitment to that political path and a commitment to building a multi-sectarian security force that works hard not just to push back ISIL, but also to protect the basic human rights of the Iraqi population will be critical to their success in the future.
We've talked at length about the difficulties in establishing real and meaningful sectarian reconciliation in Iraq, but is one of the problems in Iraq that the Sunnis don't trust America right now, our intentions, our capabilities?
Well, I think it's hard to speak in a broad generalization. No doubt there are some who may have some doubts about the United States and our intentions. We've been clear about what our intentions are, and that message has clearly gotten through because just last week, 1,000 new Sunni fighters were inducted into the Iraqi Popular Mobilization Forces. Several hundred were inducted today, and many of those tribal fighters are actually going through training programs that are being conducted by U.S. military personnel, and we're in fact trying to capitalize on some of the momentum behind those recruitment efforts by opening up another base where we can do even more of this recruiting in Anbar province, which, as you know, is obviously dominated by Sunnis.
One more on our...
Okay. All right. Again, why would Sunnis fight other Sunnis to keep Shiites in power? Is this such a tough concept here for the U.S. foreign policymakers to grasp? Because I get it, and I'm sure all my listeners get it. Ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. We'll be right back. Sounds good, right? Wrong.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Central Dental Care, longtime 1100 supporter, is giving a special for new patients. Get a regular cleaning, x-rays, a whole mouth exam, and new you 30-minute teeth whitening for only $95, regularly $750. Serving Arizona for 13 years, Central Dental Care provides experienced, top-rated dentistry. Call 602-903-5935 to give yourself or someone you know a brighter smile. 602-903-5935 or visit centraldentalcare.com.
Camelback Toyota, located conveniently on 16th Street in Camelback, off the 51 freeway, easy to get to right here in the city. You work downtown, stop on your way home, take a look at some beautiful new cars, used cars. Derek and John O'Malley Jr. and my mechanics in the back, Abe and Jerob and Tom, my man Jake, Felix, John Wicks is there, Levi. They are trained and trained heavily. They know everything backwards and forwards on any Toyota. Customer satisfaction numero uno at Camelback Toyota.
Is someone you love addicted to alcohol or drugs? You know they need help, and you know waiting will only make things worse. So why haven't you done anything about it? Maybe you're overwhelmed, not sure where to start, who to call, who to trust. The Recovery Center can help. At the Recovery Center, we work with the best treatment centers across the country. We can help you find the best treatment option for your loved one at the right budget. And best of all, our service is free. It's your responsibility to help your loved one. It's our mission to help you find the right treatment at the right price. So call the Recovery Center at 800-675-8830. Your call can make the difference today. Just call 800-675-8830 or visit us online at onerecoverycenter.com. That's the number, onerecoverycenter.com. It's up to you, but you don't have to do this alone. Let the Recovery Center help you get the treatment your loved one needs. Our service is free. Call the Recovery Center at 1-800-675-8830.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back. Rachel Dolezal. You know, she's just about done with her 15 minutes. I think by tomorrow, it'll be just about done. Now supposedly there's a sex tape out of her. Yesterday, she was on with Savannah Guthrie, but I want to play this for you real quick. We got a couple of sound bites of her. She's so goofy. and just so devoid of any reality. She's downright crazy, but you know, nobody's like calling her out. Whenever she answers, she obfuscates. She doesn't answer any questions. She's, you know, nobody just calls her out and goes, you know, you're crazy. Listen to this.
Too plainly, have you ever lied about your race?
No, because never have I been asked.
Never lied about my race.
Or not human,
never.
Right? So yeah, those words race in a as a construct, again, as a fluid.
Listen.
Understanding. So I would say no.
What?
Do you feel you've been deceptive at all?
I really feel like there have been moments of some level of creative nonfiction.
Creative nonfiction!
In order to survive or protect people that I love, I have...
to protect people I love.
Kind of had to explain or justify some of the timeline and logistics of my life in
what?
A way that made sense to others. So I've tried to find words that have been able to communicate my reality to people that I'm talking to, understanding
Crazy Town.
What their perceptions of the definition of race, culture, and ethnicity might be.
But
what?
Just as a human being, you know when someone asks you, are you black? Are you African American? Mm-hmm. You know exactly what they're asking you. And for you to say yes, is that an honest answer, knowing what their question is?
You're a liar.
When somebody's ask, are you black, which I actually don't get asked very often until recently, a few days ago, then I say, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I am black. And this is why, you know, and hopefully I can explain a little bit more as far as that.
Do you understand why many people would think
that you're crazy?
Given your parents and your heritage, that is at best a misleading answer? I can understand that, but again, up to this point, I know who raised me.
Here we go.
I haven't had a DNA test.
Oh.
There's been no biological proof that Larry and Ruth Ann are my biological parents. Right?
You doubt whether those
what?
Ruth Ann and Larry who say they are your parents, you doubt whether they're your parents?
I'm just saying I can't prove that.
What?
There's a birth certificate
sure
that has your name on it and their names on it. Why would you doubt something so fundamental?
I'm not necessarily saying that I can prove they're not, but I don't know that I can actually prove they are. I mean, the birth certificate is issued a month and a half after I'm born. It certainly, there were no medical witnesses to my birth. It was in
Who
the woods.
Who do you think your parents might be?
Aliens.
Well, I don't know. You know,
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea who they are.
Simple DNA test would answer that.
She looks, first of all, let me just tell you, she looks exactly like her mom. Have you seen the mother? I mean, exactly. She looks exactly like her mom. Exactly. Creative nonfiction. Dude, it's like, really? Creative nonfiction. Is that what Josh Earnest does too? At the White House, it's creative nonfiction.
He does a lot of that.
It does a lot of creative nonfiction. Again, Again, what if your kid said to you, well, Dad, it's a creative nonfiction. I'm trying to rationalize stealing the cookies out of the cookie jar. Creative nonfiction. And that's Savannah Guthrie tries to come. Why isn't this is what I want? Please, can I interview her and, you know, and go, you're a liar. Why did you lie? Why are you lying? You're a liar. Nobody says that because they're just they're so afraid. And, you know, everybody's screaming, you know. The guys like Captain Al are going, hey, you're lying. You crazy. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Why can't somebody just go, you're crazy? Come on. I'm exasperated. Did you hear this, Steve? They are going to put a woman now on the $10 bill. Alexander Hamilton's going to be out. Now, here's the thing, and I've thought about this for a while now, because they've been talking about this for a while now. There's dead presidents on the bills, right? Dead presidents, right? That's what they call it, dead presidents. You know, that's a euphemism for money. So now you're going to put somebody that's not a president. By the way, there have been in the past a couple women, actually. This isn't there's actually precedent for this. And I don't know if you know this. Martha Washington in the 19th century was on bills, as well as Pocahontas. I heard that this morning on Bloomberg. Did you know that, Steve? Pocahontas.
No, I knew Susan B. Anthony was on some silver.
Well, that's on the coins. You're right, Susan B. Anthony, which, by the way, nobody ever uses. But, you know, if you go to for instance, Latin America, everybody uses the dollar, the coin, because I guess, you know. But here in the United States, nobody uses it. In fact, they got tons of them. So, I don't know. Again, you know, maybe I'm being sexist. But, isn't it reserved for dead presidents? I got nothing against. And I predict that they will put Harriet Tubman on there. Watch. That's my prediction. Harriet Tubman. If anybody wants to lay bets on who they put on there. But they made an announcement. Jack Lew made the announcement that they're going to seek someone who has advance the cause of social justice. Advance the cause of social justice. So that would rule out probably Eleanor Roosevelt. Because you're talking about Eleanor Roosevelt, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman. I think it's going to be Harriet Tubman. But again, I think it should be reserved for the Dead President Society, right? I don't know, that's just me. All right, I am out of time for the day, but go check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. If you want to listen to the show or past shows, podcasts, go to woodsonarchive.com. That's woodsonarchive.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day, to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
We have to stop the endless flow of secret, unaccountable money that is distorting our elections.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
I've been talking with small business owners about hiring people, and they say, you know, I post my job somewhere, and I either get nothing, or I get a bunch of resumes, but they're not qualified. So how do I find qualified candidates? There doesn't seem to be an easy way to do this, but there's a new service that's making this process a lot easier for you. It's called ProJob Network. You just tell them who you need to hire, and they post your job opening on 40 different websites. It would take you forever to do that yourself. And then in about a day, maybe two depending on the type of job, you have a list of qualified local candidates that you can choose from. If you're hiring, I'm telling you, this is the way to do it. You'll save time, money, you'll find good employees. These guys are doing a one-week free trial right now. You can get your jobs posted, start getting some qualified candidates. It's completely free, no obligation. So to get your free trial, just go to postmyjobforfree.com, postmyjobforfree.com. Again, that's postmyjobforfree.com.
from the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather. This is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of space. An incredible blast of energy from the universe. Recently, NASA's Swift satellite detected an incredible blast of energy in the gamma ray region of the spectrum. This is known as a GRB, for a gamma ray burster. It came from an object known as GRB 08031 9B. And if that's not convincing,